From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi officials said today at least 142 have died from Sunday's suicide truck bombing that happened in the capital, Baghdad. Islamic State claimed responsibility, with some analysts saying they thought the recent Iraqi capture of Fallujah from IS fighters might prevent further attacks on Baghdad. Deakin University scholar Greg Barton says this is a sign of change in IS's tactics.
The attacks in Baghdad, which have been part of years-long patterns that have really intensified over the last 12 months, fit that pattern of insurgency and terrorist methods. The attacks around the world, of course, are terrorist attacks, but it also speaks to a global insurgency.
Also Sunday, a second attack in Baghdad left at least five dead, no one claiming responsibility. Bangladesh's Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina paid her respects today for the 20 hostages and two police officers killed during a siege at a Dhaka restaurant. Islamic State claimed responsibility for that attack, but government officials deny their involvement. Joyetta Bhattacharjee is a fellow at the Observer Research Foundation in New Delhi.
The government was not at all ready, you know, and the place that took place is supposed to be the high security zone. And coming in such a diplomatic enclave, it's not easy. So somewhere or the other, there has been some sort of slack from the government side too.
The government has long insisted the Islamic State has no presence in Bangladesh. In Libya, at least two people killed, several others wounded in a car bombing in the eastern city of Benghazi. Early Sunday blasts apparently targeted a passing convoy with a senior police official. Benghazi has been the scene of clashes between Islamists and forces loyal to an eastern administration for the past 2 years. This is VOA News.